Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and today with me is another witness.
Hello, Mom. It's good to be with you again.
Now, Shelly is winning a victory.
Oh, yes.
Over, little...
Whatever it is, Jesus bought and paid for my redemption.
Bought and paid for it, whatever. And the point of attack was like in her voice or throat or whatever. So today you're hearing an overcoming voice.
Yes, that's right.
And praise the Lord.
Hello, my friends. Thanks.
Sounds pretty good.
Well, thank
you. I can hear you. You're above a whisper.
Good.
Bless the Lord. And I want to, I really have been just thinking about Prayer Mountain, why we have it, and going back to the very beginning things that Jesus said to me.
Well, what did he say?
When we came out here in, 1995, whatever, and we'll be glad to send you free A Road to Prayer Mountain, which tells about it. It's a book I wrote about it. And the word of the Lord that came to us. But he said to me, I want you to make a place, raise up a place of prayer, where, and have two kinds of prayer, corporate prayer, and then have individual places for individual prayer, for two reasons, to pray in the plan of God and to stop the strategies of the enemy. And he said to me that as Reese Howells had a Bible school and they prayed in World War II. He said, I want to raise up a prayer force that will function as that Bible school did, that prayer group there from Reese Howells, as it did in World War II. Now, I've been thinking a lot about that lately. I've especially been thinking about it because the world's in a mess. We're here on Prayer Mountain. We have corporate prayer at least three times a week. Sunday afternoons at 3, Wednesdays at noon, and then Tuesday mornings they're praying. So the Wednesday noon has just been so touched by God that we stream live around the world and thousands of computers and people at those computers by the wonders of technology are praying together. And we're praying concerning what's happening in this world. God needs people on the earth to work with him.
It reminds me of what
prayer.
What Brother Hagin said that,
yes,
quoting someone who said it.
John Wesley.
It seems as if God can do nothing unless someone asks him. And, of course, we know by working with Kenneth Hagin that he began to do study on that. And he it was revealed to him the double kingdom. And how there are demons and darkness, and we as the church have been given the name of Jesus, and that we have
authority.
So Prayer Mountain, when you said that the Lord showed you that it was to pray in the plans of God and to stop the strategies of the enemy.
Yes. We're going to be talking more about Reese Howells and some other things this week. But I wanted to start just talking with partnership. We are partners with God.
Right. What does that mean?
That means many things. Ian Bounds, in his in a book on prayer that's been put together, there are lots of Ian Bounds books on prayer, of course. He's just such a master in the subject. But the one I have has a little windmill on the front of it. It looks kind of like a Dutch scene. And we have this book. If you want it, you can get it from us. But his first chapter is The Force That Shapes the World. The prayers of God's saints are the capital stock in heaven by which Christ carries on his great work upon the earth. Great throes and mighty convulsions in the world have come about as a result of these prayers. The world is changed, revolutionized, angels move on more powerful, more rapid wings, and God's policy is shaped when the prayers of his people are more numerous and more efficient. The most important lesson we can learn is how to pray. And then he says, prayers do not die. It's a voice that goes into God's ears, and he speaks many more things about it. But prayer puts God in full force in the world, E.M. Bounds. The prayers of God's saints strengthen the unborn generation against the desolating waves of sin and evil. So people are always talking about our children. What kind of a legacy is our budget going to leave to our children? Prayer is the strongest and more powerful, most powerful force right now to work with God. And it is a partnership. I got a partner letter from a lady that just blessed me so much. And it explains, I think, partnership. What it really, really means. Because we're going to talk about being a partner with God. And this lady's name is, she's wrote to me 2 years ago from Williamsburg, Virginia. Her name is Heather Williams. And she wrote 2 years ago now, exactly 2 years ago, in March. It thrilled my heart to be sowing nearly half of my monthly retirement pension to the Lord, but it has proven to be too much. Now that my pension has been so cut back, I will be able to sow only $20 a month. Versus $40 a month to your wonderful ministry. I've been sowing and believing for financial breakthrough, and praise God, I know that's mine. I expect the natural realm manifestation. Remember her phrase, I expect the natural realm manifestation. When that comes, your ministry will also be blessed. I sincerely apologize, but because I've partnered with you through the Lord, I just can't cut back without explaining my situation to you. I used poor judgment in originally figuring how much I could sow, and now I am forced to make a change. The devil's going to be sorry he ever touched my finances, as I'm going to undergird your ministry in prayer more than ever before. In Jesus' name, no weapon formed against my supporting your ministry is going to prosper in His love, Heather Williams. 2 years ago, this was placed on my desk by my staff, and it so touched me. That partnership meant so much to her, that if she's going to cut it down, she's got to write us and tell us about it. Because she's a woman of integrity and of her word. And it so touched me that I took her letter and wrote on it. Thank you so much for your undergirding our ministry in prayer. Please accept our seed into your prayer life. And we sent her back a $100 check. Now, 2 years later, this March, I get this letter. My precious sister, Billy, how wondrously our Heavenly Father's Kingdom of God financial system works. Exclamation, exclamation. I'm enclosing a copy of my 16 March 2009 letter written almost exactly 2 years ago. In it, I apologize for being economically forced to reduce the amount of my monthly financial gifts, but pledge to increase my prayer undergirding of your ministry more than ever. You, dear one, in reply, made time to personally write me a handwritten note and sowed $100 seed into my prayer life. Tears still try to well up at the remembrance of your overwhelming kindness, thoughtfulness, generosity, and encouragement given to someone about whom you'd never heard or even met. I immediately took that check before the Lord and sowed every cent of it into the kingdom of God, into areas He directed. I took communion. I stood on His blood-soaked covenant for increase to sow back into your ministry. Over the past 2 years, I have taken communion and stood on that covenant, pleading the blood over even the smallest of financial seed. As you can see from the enclosed seed, today is Covenant Manifestation Day, a miracle and the desire of my heart. I am so grateful. In faith, I sow it toward the payment of all 2011 autumn assembly costs as seed toward the meeting of my finances to be able to attend. And she enclosed $1,060.
Glory to God.
Bless the Lord.
What
now,
a testimony.
Shelley, that is a wonderful testimony. But what is so amazing to me, and just think of the mechanics of it. Mm-hmm. Every single time she sowed a seed, she took that communion and she took her blood covenant stand. God manifested it, and she sowed back to us. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is her value of partnership. And her partnership is so valuable to me. Mm-hmm. And there are many, many others. But our partnership is valuable to God. Mm-hmm. And 1 John 1 is where we hear about it. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. And of course, it's John the Beloved talking about the apostles and how they touched Jesus. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have heard, seen and heard, declare we unto you that, this is the little Greek word hine, and it means in order that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, he said, we saw Jesus, we touched Jesus, we heard Jesus. And we're going to share what we saw, touched, and heard with you. We heard a message from him. But the purpose of our sharing is this. Please read verse 3 in the Amplified, Shelley.
What we have seen and ourselves heard, we are also telling you, so that you too may realize and enjoy fellowship as partners and partakers with us. And this fellowship that we have, which is a distinguishing mark of Christians, is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
Now here he said, we're telling you this in order that you may have fellowship as partners and partakers.
Mm-hmm.
You, whoever reads this letter of John,
mm-hmm.
you can be a partner of God with us.
And there's a joy in it.
You can be a partner mm-hmm. with God, with the Father, with the Son, and with the holy apostles.
Mm-hmm.
You, Shelley, can be a partner.
It's amazing.
I can be a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's listening can be a partner. And a partaker is in that Greek word.
Yep.
That means you partake of the prophets. God is working a work now right on this earth. And he needs partners and partakers in prayer
mm-hmm.
with him
right.
to get his work done. And then it says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. I think there should be a fan roll. Mm-hmm. Dun, da, da, dun. God is light. And in him is no darkness at all.
The Amplified there says, no, not in any way.
No, not in any way is there any darkness in him. So he's called upon us to work, I believe, primarily in prayer and faith. And of course, it only works by love.
Mm-hmm.
With what's going on, so much is going on this earth right now. Turmoil in the Middle East, everywhere in the world. But God's got to have some partners to work with him. That's you, that's me,
mm-hmm.
that's Prayer Mountain. Oh, we invite you to come online and billybrim.org. Find out what we do here. See if you'd like to be a partner with us. Our radio is archived. And tomorrow, be sure to listen in. We're going to talk to you about a little 4-year-old boy who went to heaven and what he found out is going on as we work with God. Billy Brim, Shalom.